天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，我是何晨星，很高兴和您在天路导向节目相遇。透过彼得前书一章一到十二节所列出来的七种福气，今天麦克牧师将和我们听众朋友们分享另外的三个福气。到底这三个福气是什么呢？请安静我们的心，一起来聆听吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
What a joy it is for us to know that you have tuned in to this program.
我们多么高兴知道你能收听这个节目。
We have just started a series of messages from 1 Peter.
我们刚开始彼得前书里的系列信息。
Last time, we started to learn about the sevenfold blessings that Peter listed in 1 Peter 1:1-12.
上一次我们开始讲彼得前书第一章第一到十二节里所列出来的七重福气。
Do you remember what these blessings were that we looked at in the last message?
你还记得我们上次讲了哪些福气吗？
There were two.
我们讲了两个。
First,
第一，
we have the blessing of election.
我们有被拣选的福气。
God knew us before the world began.
在世界被创造以先，神就认识我们。
And he called us to be his chosen people.
他呼召我们成为他的选民。
God chose me, God chose you.
神拣选我，神拣选你。
Second,
第二，
we have the blessing of new birth.
我们有重生的福气。
Being born again is impossible to understand unless you have experienced it.
除非你亲身经历重生，否则你不会懂什么是重生。
Trying to describe it is like trying to describe the color of the sky to a blind man.
要描述重生就等于像一个盲人描述天的颜色那么困难。
But we must first recognize that we are sinners and truly repent of our sin.
但我们必须先承认我们是罪人，并且愿意悔改。
We must understand that we are redeemed from our sin only through the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
我们必须明白，唯有靠着耶稣基督的宝血，我们的罪才能得赎。
Only then can we experience the rebirth through the Holy Spirit.
这时我们才能经历到如何借着圣灵重生。
Today we're going to look at the third blessing.
今天我们要看第三重福气。
The blessing of the living hope.
就是活泼的盼望。
This is found in verse 3 of 1 Peter chapter 1.
记载在彼得前书第一章第三节。
What does the word hope mean?
盼望这个字是什么意思呢？
Many people use the word hope to mean something that they wish will happen.
许多人使用盼望这个词来表示他们希望某些事能实现。
This is the kind of hope in the saying, I hope that everything will turn out all right.
就好像常说的一句话，我盼望万事如意。
And then you wait to see if things do turn out all right.
然后就等着看事情是否真的会如意。
That is not what the word hope here means.
但这盼望不是这段经文所指的盼望。
Here the word hope means certainty.
这里所说的盼望是肯定会实现的。
It means an assurance.
意思是保证。
It means that there is no doubt whatsoever about it.
意思是毫无疑问。
Do you remember from past messages how dark, bleak, and hopeless things looked to Peter at the time of the crucifixion?
你还记得前几次节目里，我们谈到当耶稣被钉十字架时，彼得真是觉得前途茫茫，毫无盼望吗？
We saw how he denied his master to a slave girl.
我们看到他如何向一个女仆否认耶稣是他的主。
And Peter denied Jesus not long after saying that he would never do such a thing.
在彼得否认耶稣之前没多久，他还信誓旦旦地说他绝不会这么做。
We saw how Peter forsook Jesus and let him down in his darkest hour.
我们看见彼得在耶稣最凄惨的时候背弃了主，让主失望。
We saw how the cock's crow must have pierced Peter's ears and heart.
我们看见鸡叫的声音必定刺透了彼得的耳膜和他的心。
We saw how Peter wept bitterly and how he lost all hope.
我们看见彼得如何的痛哭，失去了所有的盼望。
But after the resurrection,
但主复活后，
when Jesus appeared to Peter one-on-one,
当耶稣单独向彼得显现后，
Peter was a changed man.
彼得完全改变了。
Peter was a new man.
彼得成为一个新人。
Peter was a forgiven man.
彼得是一个被赦免的人。
Peter was a confident man.
彼得是一个有信心的人。
Peter was an assured man.
彼得是一个有把握的人。
He was not assured in himself as he was before.
他不像从前那样对自己很自信。
But now Peter was assured in the resurrection and the certainty of the risen Christ.
现在的彼得对复活的基督和他复活的大能充满了确实的信心。
He was transformed from hopelessness to the hope of the resurrection.
他从毫无盼望转变为充满了复活的盼望。
He was transformed from no hope to the living hope.
他从没有盼望转变为有活泼的盼望。
This living hope is brought about by the living resurrected Savior.
这活泼的盼望来自复活的救主。
My listening friends, let me ask you this.
亲爱的朋友，让我问你。
What difference does the resurrection make in your everyday life?
主的复活对你每天的生活有什么影响呢？
What difference does the resurrection make in every decision that you make at home?
主的复活对你每天在家里所做的决定有什么影响呢？
What difference does the resurrection make in every decision that you make in your business?
主的复活对你每天在事业上所做的决定有什么影响呢？
What difference does the resurrection make in every decision that you make wherever you may be?
主的复活对你每天所做的每一个决定有什么影响呢？
When did you count the resurrection of Jesus Christ as the greatest blessing of your life?
你曾否把耶稣基督的复活看为你生命中最大的福气呢？
When was the last time you said to yourself,
你曾否对自己说,
The one who has raised Jesus from the dead is working in me both to will and to do the Father's good pleasure.
叫耶稣从死里复活的那一位也让我乐意遵行父神的旨意，讨他喜悦。
When was the last time that you told somebody these things?
你曾否与人分享,
Because of the resurrection of Christ, I am here today.
因着基督的复活，今天我能活着。
Because of the resurrection of Christ, I too shall live forever.
因着基督的复活，我也能永远活着。
Because of the resurrection of Christ, I too shall be with him.
因着基督的复活，我将与主永远同在。
In Acts 17:18,
在《使徒行传》十七章十八节那里，
We see that the early church emphasized the resurrection of Christ over and over again.
我们看见初代教会一再地强调耶稣基督的复活。
The early church emphasized the resurrection to such a great extent.
初代教会注重耶稣基督的复活到了一个地步，
that the unbelievers around them assumed that Jesus and the resurrection were a pair of gods.
在他们身边那些不信神的人还以为有两个神，耶稣是一个神，复活是另一个神。
Not only that, they thought this pair of gods were married to each other.
不但如此，他们以为这两个神是一对夫妻。
This is correct.
其实也对。
Many people of that time believed in many gods.
当时许多人相信多神论，
So their mistake is understandable.
所以他们的错误是可以理解的。
But the point is this.
但重点是
The early church emphasized the resurrection of Jesus Christ all the time.
初代的教会不断强调耶稣基督的复活。
That is how much the resurrection impacted their life.
可见主的复活对他们的生活带来多大的影响。
The resurrection got them up in the morning.
复活使他们清早就起床。
The resurrection motivated them in business.
复活推动他们发展事业。
The resurrection even motivated them to die for the name of Christ.
复活甚至促使他们为了基督的名牺牲自己的生命。
Count your blessings, name them one by one.
主的恩典样样都要数。
And it will surprise you what the Lord has done.
必能叫你惊讶，立时乐欢呼。
We have a blessing of election.
我们有被拣选的福气。
We have the blessing of the new birth.
我们有重生的福气。
And we have the blessing of the living hope.
我们有活泼的盼望。
Fourthly, we have the blessing of inheritance.
第四，我们有承受基业的福气。
We are not only blessed with new birth and a living hope.
我们不但有重生和活泼盼望的福气。
We are blessed with an inheritance that can never perish.
我们也蒙福得以继承永不朽坏的基业。
We are blessed with an inheritance that can never spoil.
我们也蒙福得以继承永不玷污的基业。
We are blessed with an inheritance that will never fade away.
我们也蒙福得以继承永不衰残的基业。
The Old Testament tells us when the people of God were redeemed from the slavery in Egypt.
旧约圣经告诉我们，当神的子民从埃及为奴之地被拯救出来时，
They inherited Canaan.
他们得到迦南地为产业。
They divided among 12 tribes.
他们把地分给十二个支派。
That land had seen its fair share of bloodshed.
那块土地上曾留下不少鲜血。
That land has seen its fair share of pollution.
那块土地曾受到污染。
That land has seen its fair share of corruption.
那块土地曾受到腐化。
But the inheritance that we have in Christ.
然而我们在基督里承受的产业。
Is an inheritance that is free from the possibility of invasion.
这产业不会被侵略。
No one can take it away from us.
没有人能夺去。
In Christ, we have an inheritance that cannot be affected by the stock market.
在基督里，我们的产业不受股票市场左右。
Our inheritance can never go down in value.
我们的产业永不会贬值。
In Christ, we have an inheritance that cannot be stolen.
在基督里，我们的产业不会被偷窃。
Our inheritance is in a safe and secure place.
我们的产业安全稳妥。
In Christ, we have an inheritance that no one can defraud.
在基督里，我们的产业不会被人骗走。
Our inheritance is non-negotiable.
我们的产业不用讨价还价。
In Christ, we have an inheritance whose beauty cannot be defaced.
在基督里，我们的产业永远佳美。
It is better than any other inheritance we might have.
我们的产业无以伦比。
Many times siblings fight over their inheritance.
许多时候，兄弟争夺家产。
Sometimes they don't talk to each other for years because of their inheritance.
甚至因为争家产而断绝来往。
Not so with our inheritance in Christ.
但在基督里的产业不会这样。
Yet even the child of the wealthiest man in the world cannot have the inheritance like this.
世上最富有人家的孩子都得不到这样的产业。
Unless they come to Christ.
除非他们来到基督面前。
Unless they are born again.
除非他们重生得救。
But my listening friends, I want to tell you a little bit about the grammar that is used here in this verse.
亲爱的朋友，让我指出这段经文所使用的文法。
It is not used very often in the scripture.
在其他经文里很少这么用的。
It is used only when the Holy Spirit and the writer are trying to make a point.
只有当圣灵和作者都想表明一个重点时才这么用。
And it is this.
那就是。
In verse 4, there are three negative compounds strung together.
在第四节里 一连用了三个否定词串在一起。
By doing this, Peter is emphasizing his point.
彼得这么写，为了要强调一个重点。
Here is what the verse literally would read.
按原文字面来读，应该是这样的。
No, not never can you lose your inheritance in Christ.
不，不会，你永远都不能失去在基督里的产业。
Think about it this way.
你可以这么想。
The inheritance of the believer is a car manufacturer who just produced a supermodel car.
基督徒所承受的基业就好像汽车工厂正在制造一架最厉害的超级汽车。
The manufacturers are keeping this car a big secret.
制造商保守高度的机密。
It is covered in the showroom.
严严地覆盖着，放在展示厅里。
No one can see it until the day of the great unveiling.
直到揭幕那天以前，没有一个人可以去看。
But only a few people are privileged to take that same car for a test drive in advance of its official release.
但有极少数的人在正式开幕前却有特权可以试车。
Those privileged people are the Christians.
这些特权阶级就是基督徒。
They know what that inheritance is.
他们知道是什么样的产业。
It is still a secret to the rest of the world.
对世上其他的人来说，这是个秘密。
But Christians get to drive it.
但基督徒可以先试车。
What a blessing.
多么蒙福啊。
The believers in Jesus Christ are able to taste that incredible inheritance that is ours through Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的信徒现在就可以尝尝这奇妙基业的滋味。
The believers in Jesus Christ are able to foretaste the incredible inheritance that is ours through Jesus Christ.
基督徒现在就可以比别人先尝这基业的滋味，这奇妙的基业是借着耶稣基督赐给我们的。
Let's recount.
让我们温习一下。
We have the blessing of election.
我们有被拣选的福气。
We have the blessing of the new birth.
我们有重生的福气。
We have the blessing of the living hope.
我们有活泼的盼望。
We have the blessing of inheritance.
我们有承受基业的福气。
Fifthly,
第五,
we have the blessing of God's protection and security.
我们有神的保护和他所赐的平安之福。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 5.
彼得前书第一章第五节。
Peter says we are shielded by God's power.
彼得说，我们是蒙神能力保守的人。
The word shielded means kept safe by God.
保守在这里的意思就是神确保我们的安全。
The word shield here means carefully monitored by God.
保守在这里的意思就是神细心的看顾。
The word shielded means carefully watched by God.
保守在这里的意思就是神细心的看守。
It is a word that is often used in a military context.
这个词是军事常用语。
When I was young, before I was able to comprehend the eternal security of the believer,
当我还年轻的时候，不理解基督徒所拥有的永恒平安。
I used to think that if I did something wrong and was unfortunate enough to die on that same day,
我以为如果我做错了什么，而又不幸于当天去世，
that I would go to hell.
那我就会下地狱。
But on the other hand, if I died in the church, I would go to heaven.
但如果我是死在礼拜堂里，那我就会上天堂。
This was not the right way to live a Christian life.
这不是正确的基督徒生活方式。
A life of fear is not the Christian life.
恐惧的人生不是基督徒的人生。
A life that is a life of dread is not what salvation is all about.
一个充满焦虑的人生不符合神所赐的救恩。
What a relief for me to know that God is the one who shelters me.
当我知道神才是保护我的那一位时，我真是大大松了口气。
God is the one who is guarding me.
他是守护我们的神。
God is the one who's protecting me.
他是保佑我们的神。
God is the one who guarantees my salvation.
神保证我们的救恩。
God is my shield and my buckler.
神是我们的盾牌。
God is the one who is my mighty fortress.
神是我们的堡垒。
There are two errors that many Christians fall into.
基督徒常犯两个错误。
Usually, if they fall into one, they fall into the other.
通常犯了一个错，就会接着犯另一个。
These two errors almost always occur together.
这两个错误总是一起发生的。
Let me explain.
让我解释一下。
If I think that I am saved by my good works,
如果我认为自己是靠善行得救的话，
then it is natural to believe that eternity is dependent upon my performance for Christ throughout my life.
那么很自然的就会相信我们永恒的结局很在乎今生的表现如何。
If I am the one who got myself to Christ,
如果我是靠自己来到基督面前，
then it is natural for me to think that throughout my life I am the one who must hang on Christ.
那么很自然的就会认为在我的一生中，我必须努力抓住耶稣。
But if the Father is the one who chose me,
但如果是父神拣选了我，
and the Holy Spirit called me,
圣灵呼召我，
and Jesus redeemed me,
耶稣救赎我，
then I am his responsibility.
那我就成为他的责任。
If he knew me before the foundation of the earth,
如果大地的根基都还没有立定前，神已经认识我。
And if he called me to eternal inheritance,
而他也呼召我来承受永恒的产业。
Then God is the one who will carry me all the way.
那么就是他来带领我走过一生。
To be sure, out of sheer gratitude to God, I must live in obedience.
既然如此，我们在感恩之余必须过顺服的生活。
And out of sheer thankfulness to God, I must live in obedience.
因着我们感谢他，我必须要顺服他。
Out of sheer appreciation and thanksgiving to God for his unmerited favor, I must walk in my life in obedience to him.
就为了要感谢赞美他赐给我远不配得的恩惠，我必须一生顺服他。
And when I don't, I pay the consequences of that disobedience.
我若不顺服，我自己就要承受不顺服的后果。
But I am going to talk more about those consequences later.
以后我会多谈谈不顺服的后果。
But eternal security has nothing to do with my obedience or disobedience to God.
但不论我们现在顺不顺服，我们在永恒里的平安是不受影响的。
My disobedience has consequences.
不顺服会有后果。
My obedience has blessing.
顺服则会蒙福。
But that's not what the guarantee of eternal security is all about.
但对永恒福乐的保障却不是决定于此。
The eternal security of the believer is dependent on God.
基督徒永恒福乐的保障完全由神负责。
God designs the eternal security for the believer.
神为基督徒设计永恒的安乐。
The eternal security of the believer is executed by God.
神为基督徒实现他们永恒的福乐。
And the eternal security of the believer is guaranteed by God.
基督徒永恒的福气也是由神亲自担保的。
Are you beginning to see how you can easily get overwhelmed counting your blessings?
现在你明白了吗？当我们数算神的恩典时，是多么令人兴奋啊。
Let's recount as we conclude.
结束前，再让我们温习一下。
We have the blessing of election.
我们有被拣选之福。
We have the blessing of the new birth.
我们有重生之福。
We have the blessing of the living hope.
我们有活泼的盼望。
We have the blessing of an inheritance.
我们有承受基业之福。
We have the blessing of God's protection.
我们有神的保护和平安之福。
And next time, we will look at the last two blessings that Peter lists.
下一次节目我们要一起来看彼得的清单上最后两项福气。
The blessing of suffering for Christ and the blessing of grace.
为基督受苦之福和得恩典之福。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。彼得在耶稣上十字架前三次不认主，让主失望。到主复活后，耶稣单独向彼得显现，彼得完全改变，成为一个新人，使他成为基督的精兵，为主传福音。感谢主，透过彼得前书提醒我们，要数算神的恩典，并领受神所赐给我们的活泼的盼望，承受永恒基业的福气和神的保护和平安之福。亲爱的听众朋友们，你愿意和我们一起领受从天上而来的福气吗？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们下次再会，愿神赐福您。
星星越照亮夜空，好像我